Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network. At 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Visit us online at rmworldtravel.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's get right back to it. We welcome you back to Hour 2 now of America's number one travel radio show. It is a few minutes past 11 a.m. Eastern time here in the New York City area on April 3rd. Happy Easter to everyone tuned in across the country. We appreciate you being part of the fastest 2 hours in travel. All right, last week you may have heard us share our disgust and disappointment with the latest decision by the CDC to keep the no-sail policy in place for cruising from U.S. ports at least through November 1st. And since we continue to hear from many of you who are eager to get back out there cruising again, we understand it, we thought we'd kick off this hour getting an update on what's happening from someone who's clearly in the middle of it all, Mary.
She definitely is. Kelly Craighead is CEO of CLIA, a.k.a. the Cruise Lines International Association. Some of you longtime listeners may recall Kelly joined us last when she was in her former role as the head of the U.S. Department of Commerce Office for National Travel and Tourism. She's here today to talk with us about cruising. She's waiting for us on that show hotline. Let's get right to her.
Yes, she is well-credentialed for sure. Mary Kelly, nice to reconnect with you today on this Easter weekend. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me back, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to let you know where we are in the world of cruise as it relates to at least the U.S. But well, some of the best news, of course, is happening outside of the U.S., so I'm happy to get into it.
Well, we appreciate that. And we're going to start off this way. You know, I'm not sure whether you heard our discussion or not last week or not, but here's our position on this decision by the CDC. We feel when theme parks can operate at reduced capacity with virus protocols in place, when airlines are flying over 1 million people a day now in the U.S., when hotels and restaurants are operating with protocols, when shopping malls and movie theaters are open, even casinos are open with capacity limits for safety, and we all know about the welcome mat that's out for travelers in Florida and Texas, cruise ships should be allowed to operate. We say it's time to stop the insanity and free the cruise ships. As a matter of fact, Kelly, I think we might want to start the hashtag, let's free the cruise ships. What do you say?
I think that is a brilliant idea. I couldn't be more gratified to hear that you're on the same page, singing our same song. You know, I should tell you that CLIA, the organization I represent, represents the wider cruise industry. So it's not just the cruise lines, as our name might imply, but it's all of the travel agents, travel advisors, travel agencies, and all of the suppliers who supply cruise, and all of the workers who make cruise happen in all of these places. So there couldn't be a bigger choir of people to sing that song that to have cruise be the only industry not operating, to be the only industry that is not able to appropriately, as these other industry segments are, as you've just noted, moving to how we manage and mitigate risks of COVID as opposed to the CDC's mindset of zero risk. Can't be overstated. And we really do just have to look to other countries where cruising has resumed because the cruise industry has spent the time during the pause in operations to consult with some world-class experts on how to enhance the health and safety protocols that were already strong in the cruise industry. And we've proven that these protocols are effective. In fact, 400,000 passengers have sailed around the world since last summer with fewer than 50 cases reported. And that is a significantly lower incident rate than anything you'd find on land or any other venue. So I like the hashtag.
Let's go.
We can start
free the cruise ships.
So, Kelly, to your point that so many other areas of the world, and we have AMA Waterways coming up next segment, and they're a good example. They started enhancing protocols last summer in Germany because they were allowed to do so, and they are raring and ready to go. We'll hear more about it next segment. So my question for you is, where are we? There was a lot of talk this week that the CDC was going to come out with the conditional order and maybe the next phase. Where are you on simulation cruises? Because we have listeners asking when they can volunteer to be part of one. Can you just give us the latest update?
Yes, I'm happy to, except for it's not happy news. We are not much further along than we were 5 months ago when the no-sale order, which was effectively a stop work order, was changed to a conditional sale order where the CDC said that they would lay out the four phases that we would have to go through to resume cruising, which, of course, we're willing. We're looking for. We want a phased resumption of cruising. We, of course, want it to begin not later than July, and we need 90 days to stand up the ship so that the protocols that they have already committed to implement and, again, have done in partnership with other governments to develop them is no further along. So you may have seen that yesterday they have issued additional guidance. So there's four phases. For the last 5 months, we've had one phase. We've been waiting on the additional guidance for nearly 22 weeks now, and we just got phase two, and they introduced A. So we're at phase 2A, which does not bring us to the simulated voyages yet.
Wow.
So
okay.
Kelly,
if we stay on this track, it will be a very long time.
Kelly, Rudy here. Two quick questions. One is, would your cruise line members be willing to start off with 50 or 75% occupancy, number one? And number two, why do you think it's taking the CD so long? Is there some political grudge match going on here? I can't imagine. Or just bureaucratic slowness?
I could imagine.
Well, Rudy, I appreciate your questions. I think that our cruise line members have already committed, and you've seen this publicly announced and certainly under in practice overseas, is each of them have limited the total capacity that is on the ship. All of them have committed to 100% testing of passengers and crew. And in fact, the cruise industry was the first industry to require 100% testing. And so there's frequent testing. There are all the things that you see on land, from physical distancing and hand washing. But what's extraordinary about cruise is the state-of-the-art medical capabilities that they do have on board the ocean-going ships and the enhanced medical capacity to deal with COVID should a case arrive. And the arrangements that are in place with the destinations and with health authorities to make sure that some of the things that we saw as the pandemic was new and we were all learning about it caused some real problems.
So what's the problem with the CDC? Yes. What's the problem with the CDC?
What is the problem with the CDC?
And so Kelly, we have about a minute. So we're
In two sentences, what's the problem with the CDC? Bureaucratic sluggishness?
We believe they probably have a zero risk mindset. They're not it's time for us to actually mitigate risk like the rest of the sectors. And so if our time is really limited, we do have an active campaign. We're ready. We're set. We want to sail. On our website, which is cruising.org, there is the ability to tell your member of Congress that you're ready to sail, that it's time, it's fair, it's right.
And I think that is so important.
Absolutely, it's so important to help out here.
Go to cruising.org because we're hearing it. We know that. Again, I say hashtag free the cruise ships. Carnival Corporation and all of their brands, they've always been a big part of our show. I think I saw something that they're hemorrhaging $600 million a month. I'm sorry. They lost $10 billion last year. It's tough. Kelly, really nice to reconnect with you. We appreciate it. And, folks, we're going to keep this conversation going because we're going to head to California next. Janet Bava of AMA Waterways is going to be here with us. Don't go anywhere. RM World Travel is back in a real quick 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.